This is a poem which grows out of teaching. You know, there's kind of a, it's like this sort of unwritten rule, you're not supposed to write poems about teaching. It's something that lots of poets that I know spend all this time teaching, and nobody talks about it in their poems because it's like not real life, sort of, you know, which doesn't, just feels strange to me. And I'll have to admit, this poem actually isn't about teaching, but about a story that one of my students told me. A woman who sometimes would decide to divest herself of her life. It's called Heaven. Tonight there's a mirror on the sidewalk, leaning on the steps of the cathedral. I want to think it's a work of art, or at least an intentional gesture. Anyone passing can see, reversed here, the rooftop virgin's golden face ringed by light bulbs, looking up toward us. A few blocks down, the searchlights revolve atop some office tower's steely sheen. Where would they lead us? Those beacons that sweep the dark and cut the steam billowing from the stacks, so the sudden sections of cloud tumble in stunning and troubled currents. I have a friend who sometimes sells everything, scrapes together enough money to get to the city, and lives on the streets here, in the parks. She says she likes waking knowing she can be anyone she wants, keep any name as long as it wears well. She stayed with one man a few days, calling themselves whatever they liked or nothing. They slept in the park beneath a silver cloth, a space blanket that mirrored the city lights, and the heat of his dog coiled between them would warm them. I knew, she says, I was in heaven. Isn't that where those beams washing and disguising the stars have always called us? The anonymous paradise where there isn't any telling how many of these futures will be ours? It was enough to be warmed by steam blurring the cafe windows, to study how grocers stacked the wet jewels of produce and seem fed, though the wine flush would brighten everything and dull the morning of working a thankless block. She held out her hand enough times to catch a torrent, though little was offered but the sharpening chill of the street lacquered by rain, perfected and unyielding. It's a little easier for a woman to panhandle. That's why my friend needed the dog. Sometime when the weather turned, she'd go back home, at least till spring, longer maybe, but not before arriving at afternoons when she wanted nothing, whole nights without desire, since everything passing was hers, though she could not participate in the mortal pretense of keeping anything. That lie belonged to the privileged, who hurried along the sidewalks just outside the stone boundaries of the park. And though they tried to warm themselves with it, they still required those luxurious frost-tipped pelts, the skins ripped and tailored out of their contexts. She knew she could lie there with her stranger, with the living animal between them.
Thank you. Thank you. Very nice.